This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg.
The United States and the European Union are settling a diplomatic rift over Trump-era steel and aluminum tariffs, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The White House says the tariffs won't be removed entirely, but under a new agreement with the EU, some quantity of European steel and aluminum will be allowed to enter the U.S. without tariffs. In exchange, the EU is dropping retaliatory tariffs and will ensure steel entering the U.S. via Europe is produced entirely in Europe. The Trump administration imposed the tariffs in 2018, claiming foreign steel and aluminum were a threat to U.S. national security. That justification outraged Europeans and other allies, prompting counter-tariffs on an array of U.S.-made goods, including motorcycles, bourbon, peanut butter, and jeans. I'm Ben Thomas.
Security forces shot dead three people during nationwide protests in Sudan on Saturday, according to a doctor's committee, as hundreds of thousands of people demanded the restoration of a civilian-led government after a military coup. In Khartoum, security forces used tear gas and gunfire to try to disperse a huge crowd after protesters had been setting up a stage and discussing the possibility of a sit-in. The Central Committee of Sudanese Doctors said three protesters were shot dead by security forces in Omdurman. It said 38 people were injured, including some by gunfire. Sudanese police have denied shooting protesters during the demonstrations, saying on state TV that one policeman sustained gunshot wounds. The demonstrations marked the biggest challenge to General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan since he ousted the country's prime minister and his cabinet on Monday. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Leaders at the G20 summit on Saturday endorsed a global minimum tax on corporations, a linchpin of new international tax rules aimed at blunting the edge of fiscal paradises amid skyrocketing profits of some multinational businesses. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen hailed the move as benefiting American businesses and workers. The deal did fall short of U.S. President Joe Biden's original call for a 21% minimum tax. The agreement aims to discourage multinationals from stashing profits in countries where they pay little or no taxes. Britain and France are being told to sort out their post-Brexit spat over fishing rights, which is escalating by the day. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
Many fear the disagreement could lead to a French blockade of British fishing boats and trucks. Fisheries owner Tony Porritt says the dispute is directly affecting his business.
We're completely stopped. We won't be able to buy any more fish. We won't be able to export until it's sorted out.
Both countries are accusing each other of being in breach of the post-Brexit trade agreement that both sides signed before Britain left the European Union. Britain has said it was actively considering launching legal action if France goes through with threats of a blockade. Jersey fisherman Peter Gay says the spat is a losing game for both sides.
Nobody's going to win. There will be no winners. There will only be losers.
Karen Chamas, London.
The Taliban said Saturday that a failure by the United States to recognize their government in Afghanistan would prolong multiple crises facing the country, and it could eventually turn into a problem for the world. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid told a news conference in Kabul, granting recognition to the current system is the right of Afghans, and no one can deprive us of this right, nor will it benefit anyone. While the U.S.-led Western countries have shut their embassies in Kabul after the Taliban takeover of the country, some of Afghanistan's neighbors, including China, Pakistan, Iran, Turkey, and Russia, have kept their diplomatic missions open and held high-level meetings with Taliban officials in Afghanistan and abroad. Actor Alec Baldwin has spoken publicly for the first time on camera about the cinematographer he fatally shot on the movie set of Rust, calling her a friend and saying he is in constant contact with her grieving family. He called the film crew very, very well oiled until this horrible event happened. Investigators believe Baldwin's gun fired a single live round that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins and wounded director Joel Souza. Baldwin said he was speaking out so that photographers would stop following his family. Reporting by remote,